We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of Shiurim on Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eim Akatchin Ha'aseh B'Motzei Shabbos, Shechal B'Yontif. If Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, as much as we've been learning that it's appropriate to say Pirkei Avos on Motzei Shabbos, not if it's Yontif. And certainly, the halach is that one should not say Birchas Levana on Shabbos. One should not say Birchas Halvana on Shabbos because, as the Ratvaz says, because you may come to do Rikudin Shal Mitzvah, you may come to dance, and the halach is that you're not supposed to dance Shabbos. Others say you may come to carry the siddur or whatever. Others say the reason is because Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and therefore it's inappropriate to do it on Shabbos. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'toyel Ein of Mei Shiraglav U'mavarech. One should prepare himself properly and make the bracha. And make the bracha, says the Ramah, Mu'umid. He should do it standing. The Mishnah Berurah says that, and he quotes the Shlah, the Sefer Charedim, that what's appropriate to do is look at the moon once before you begin making the bracha, and afterwards don't look at the moon, certainly as long as you're saying the bracha, because looking at the moon while you're saying the bracha can chas v'shalom be interpreted as if you're worshipping the moon. There's a question which direction you should face when saying Birchas Levana. Most Paiskim are of the opinion you should face Mizrach, but as the Shas of Tshuvas B'Tzel HaChochma, Chel Gimel Simen Samach Dalid, points out that if you're in a place that when you daven, you face the east side, you face Mizrach. But if you're in a place that when you daven, you face a different direction, you should face the direction towards which you daven. The Yisoy V'Shorosh HaAvoda says that a person should stand by Birchas Levana the same way he stands when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei. The remark continues, V'Roikeid, you should dance, Gimel Pam Kenegdoi, you should jump, dance three times as you're facing the moon. V'am k'shem shnei roiked, v'am tipol aleihem, u'mafrei ke'ed v'yidmu, v'yom l'chaveri gimel pam sham aleichom, meish v'av k'shoyel. V'nayim gimel pam dov mel v'sol chai v'kayam, shem achusoy nimshul l'vona. Says the Ramah, why do we say dov mel v'sol chai v'kayam when we say Birchas Levana? Because we look at the monarchy of David, it's very similar like the moon. It comes up, it comes down, v'asol chadish, but it will come back. The Knesset Yisrael Tachsel Estabik BeBalash Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael will become reconnected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Dugmas Halvana, just like the moon, Hamischadeshes Hamachama Shnei Meshemish Umagen Hashem. Ulchein, and therefore says the Ramah, Ois and Smachas V'Roik the Mekidosh Hakadosh. Dugmas Simchas Nesun. We act like we act at a wedding. We dance to show the simcha involved. We dance to show the simcha involved in saying Kiddush Levana. What's the halacha if, as we said many times, that we know that by Kiddush Levana we say Shalom Aleichem three times? So the question is, what is the halacha if you're saying, if you don't have three people when you're saying Kiddush Levana to say Shalom Aleichem to? What do you do? So the halacha, the Master Moshe says, is that you should say Shalom Aleichem to the same person three times. Continues the Mechaber. Ad Emesa Mevarchem Aleha, till when can one say Birchas Levana? Ad Yud Vav Yoyim Yoyim Emailet. Until 16 days after the Moilet. V'lo Yud Vav Beklava, not the 16th day, only 15 days. V'en L'Kaddish, and the remark continues, Ela Ad Chatzi Chof Tes Yud Beis Tov Shid Sam Gimim Emailet. You shouldn't really say it until that much time passes by. The Mishnah Brura continues, because until then, the new moon doesn't appear. So, as the Shulchan Aruch just taught us, we shouldn't say Kiddush Levana past Tes Zayin. What happens if it's already Tes Zayin, it's already the 16th day of the month, and you haven't yet had an opportunity to say Kiddush Levana? What should you do? So, I saw a number of shatim, a number of opinions in the halacha, what to do. One opinion is that you should say the entire nusach without saying Shem Humalchus. Another opinion is, very appropriate to us who just learned the sugya, is take out the Gemara that we're learning here in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph, and say, learn the Gemara. Say the entire nusach of the Gemara, and like that, you will have maybe fulfilled the mitzvah without Chas V'Shalom having made a bracha levatal. The last sif, sif dalid, Eim Avarchem Aleh Ad Sh'yivah Avyu Zayin Yom Maleh. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we don't say Birchas Levana until 7 days of the month are passed. Hagav Eim Kach Levana Tachas Kag, and don't say it under the, in a house, go outside. So the Mishnah Brura says the most achroinim disagree with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that after three full 24 hours have passed from the Moilid, you already could say Birchas Halvana. Particularly, he says, because we know that we have to be concerned. The Gross says that we have to be concerned that if we won't say it as soon as possible, we may lose the opportunity. And that's why the Mishnah Brura differentiates between the summer or in the winter. In the winter, where it's more likely to be cloudy, rainy, one should say it as soon as possible. It's interesting to point out, in the Mishnah Brura opinion is that we only say Birchas Levana, even though he's very much in favor of the opinion of the Gra that we should say it earlier than later, but he doesn't discount the point of waiting for Matzoi Shabbos. So if Matzoi Shabbos comes out fairly early in the month, it's quite clear that the Mishnah Brura will hold that you should wait for that. It seems that the Gra, and I saw that was the minig of the Stipler, that the Chazon Ish, they always said Birchas Levana as soon as possible. A very interesting shaila that the Steichemer discusses. What is the halacha if somebody has a suffix if he said Birchas Halvana? So he paskins that you should say it if you don't know for sure, if you don't remember if you said it. We know that the halacha is always suffix brachas lahakel. And if you have a suffix, if you made a bracha, you don't repeat the bracha. So why all of a sudden here do we say that we do say it if we have a suffix? So he says a very nice svara. He says, when does the halacha of suffix brachas lahakal apply? When the bracha is not the mitzvah. In other words, I have to do a mitzvah. I have to recite a bracha before I do the mitzvah. So therefore, the halacha is if I have a suffix, if I made the bracha, suffix brachas lahakal, don't do the bracha, you're going to do the mitzvah. However, says the Steichemen, when the bracha is the mitzvah, there we don't have a rule of suffix brachas lahakal. So as we quoted the Ramah, it's appropriate to say Birchas Levana under the sky, and that's why once you go out completely to an open area to say Birchas Halvana. That doesn't mean that you have to go into the street. The Chazon Ish I saw set it on the porch. The fact that you bother to go outside, since as we've been learning in our Gemara, it's Ki'ilu Kibo Pnei Shechina. So therefore, since it's Ki'ilu Kibo Pnei Shechina, it's appropriate to show that you're making the effort to go out to greet the Shechina. Also, even though we're learning that one should go outdoors to say Birchas Levana, one has to be very, very careful that when he does so, he should not do it at the expense of saying it in a place that may be dirty, not clean. That's something that, of course, should not be done under any circumstances. As we just learned, since saying Birchas Levana is like greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Birchas Levana is like greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate, as the Gemara teaches us, that Birchas Levana is said standing. I saw another pshat, very nice pshat, that when we say Birchas Levana, we're saying Eidus, we're saying testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So since we're saying testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's only appropriate, the halacha is, that when somebody says testimony, he's supposed to stand. And therefore, it's most appropriate that when you say Birchas Halvana, you, as an aid, who's saying Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, you should stand. For the same reason, the minig, the halach is that you should say Aleinu L'Shabeach after you say Birchas Halvana. I did see that because Aleinu L'Shabeach also testifies that you're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is our one Hashem. Although I did see from the stipler that the stipler held that you don't have to. The stipler's opinion was that you don't have to say Aleinu L'Shabeach after Kiddush Birchas Levana if you're saying Birchas Levana B'Yechidus. The only time you say Aleinu is when you're saying Birchas Levana with a minyan. In conclusion, we said a few moments ago, we all know, that the minig is that we say Birchas Levana, we say three times Shalom Aleichem. And the question is, what does Shalom Aleichem have to do with Birchas Levana? So one pshat that I saw is that since while we're reciting Birchas Levana, we say Tiplo Aleichem in Moshe V'Fachem. So we're speaking about instilling fear. So a person, in order not to get too concerned that we're instilling fear, should immediately say Shalom Aleichem. We don't have anything to worry about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Shalom and we'll be fine. But then I saw a beautiful pshat from the Eliyahu Rabbah that quotes the Arizal. He explains as follows. He says, if we look at the moon, whenever we look at the moon, whenever we think about the moon, we remember, as we learned in Parashas Bereishis, as Rashi says in Parashas Bereishis, at the beginning, the moon and the sun were the same size. And then the moon said, Ein shtei melochim mishtamshim bekeserecha. It's impossible for the moon and the sun, to be equal in size, equal in stature. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, L'chi u'miyati atzmeich. You go make yourself smaller. So what is the lesson of that medrash? The lesson of that medrash is that the moon, so to speak, wasn't able to live in peace with the sun. And because the moon wasn't able to live in peace with the sun, the repercussions, we recognize what happened. So during, as we look at the moon, and we recognize what happens when people or moon and sun cannot coexist, so what we do is we turn around to our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues who are standing next to us as we say Berachas Levana, we say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. We will try to live together in peace and harmony. And by living together in peace and harmony, we will be able to have Shalom and not look like the moon, but look like the moon and sun will look when Mashiach comes from Harib Yemenu, equal in size, equal in stature, everybody coexisting in perfect harmony.